With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With decision time upon us, the presidential candidates are making a last-ditch appeal for votes. Former President Trump holding a Sunday afternoon rally in Kinston, North Carolina.
With your vote on Tuesday, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into your country. Your country is under siege. We have criminals of all variety, murderers, drug dealers.
Mr. Trump calling Kamala Harris the worst vice president ever, the Biden-Harris administration the worst in history. Harris criticizes Mr. Trump for daring to question the outcome of the last election.
I think that it is a tactic. It is meant to distract.
But Mr. Trump says voter integrity is a valid concern, adding that every state should require an ID of anyone who wants to cast a ballot.
The people that vote, you know, the real Democrats, they actually tell me all the time, I don't know why we can't have voter ID. They know it's crooked. There's only one reason you don't want voter ID. There's only one reason, and that's to cheat.
He's planning four rallies today in crucial swing states. Harris focuses on Pennsylvania. Also at SRNNews.com, Boeing manufacturing workers voting today on a proposed contract offering a 38% pay boost over 4 years. The Boeing strike has lasted more than 7 weeks, shutting down production of most passenger planes, cutting off a key source of income for Boeing. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey was treated by paramedics yesterday after appearing to become unsteady at a campaign rally for a congressional candidate. A spokesman for the governor says Ivey was dehydrated, was treated with fluids, and is now at home. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 26 points, NASDAQ futures 19 points higher. This is SRN News. A new project for the United Methodist Church.
The UMC General Commission on Archives and History has opened a resource center at Drew University in Madison, New Jersey, that focuses on gay Methodists. Earlier this year, the UMC voted to abandon its Book of Discipline and its biblical statutes, formally embracing same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. That decision also formalized a split in the denomination that has seen thousands of churches abandon it and tens of thousands of members quit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ban on protesting outside abortion clinics has taken effect in England and Wales. However, it leaves a question mark over whether pro-life demonstrators who pray silently will be breaking the law. The statute bars protests within 150 meters of clinics. It also makes it a crime to intentionally influence the decision of a woman seeking an abortion. The Crown Prosecution Service says silent prayer near a clinic will be assessed on a case-by-case basis. This is SRN News. The rich get richer. That's the case when it comes to one of the world's wealthiest men.
Warren Buffett is now sitting on more than $325 billion cash after continuing to unload billions of dollars worth of Apple and Bank of America shares this year and continuing to collect a steady stream of profits from all of Berkshire Hathaway's assorted businesses without finding any major acquisitions. Berkshire sold off roughly another $100 million of Apple shares in the third quarter after halving its massive investment in the iPhone maker last quarter. The stake, valued at $70 billion at the end of September, remains Berkshire's biggest single investment, but it has been cut drastically since the end of last year when it was worth $174.3 billion. Ron Taylor reporting.
Severe weather remains a threat in parts of Oklahoma after strong storms and apparent tornadoes ripped roofs off buildings and knocked out power to thousands of homes and businesses. More details, SRNNews.com.